Turn in your Bibles tonight to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. We're going to look at four passages of Scripture, and the first one is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. We're in the middle of a context with it, but it tells you precisely what you and I are and what we are to do. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 says, "Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." One of the foundational doctrines of a Baptist church is the priesthood of the believer. In other words, some of us grew up in churches where we had a priest. And in order to approach God or kind of receive blessings from God, we went to our priest for confession, for communion, and other things like that. But here you see that when you got saved, notice the context, look at verse 2, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby." So when you got saved, it's your new birth. You're a newborn. You're a child of God. "He is the living stone," in verse 4, "and you also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house." So we are together in the temple of God as a spiritual house. "And we are a holy priesthood." So there's no longer Aaron and his children that are priests. We are the priests, a holy priesthood, and we have a function to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We'll continue from there. And tonight, Milton, why don't you pray for us, please? Amen.
Thank you again for the church family and love you have for us and allowing us to use them for your mission and for your work in the ministry. I pray, Father, that you continue to bless the church family. We ask these things in your son's precious name.
Amen. Amen. So we are an holy priesthood, and our duty as priests is to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Turn to Hebrews chapter 13 and let's see what one of those spiritual sacrifices is. There are several, but Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15 tells us one of those sacrifices, it's a combination here, that we should offer. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15, "By Him," speaking of Jesus Christ, "therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name." So as you heard during the missionary presentation, Thanksgiving is a day, that happens to be tomorrow, but Thanksgiving for us is a continual event. It's something that we do daily. And it is, notice in verse 15, a sacrifice of praise. So as an holy priesthood offering up spiritual sacrifices, one of those sacrifices is the sacrifice of praise. And in verse 15, he tells us this is a sacrifice we offer to God. We offer it continually. What is it? The fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. Giving thanks to His name. So that's, you know, in the Old Testament, when they offered up sacrifices, they were not spiritual sacrifices. They were physical. They could be a bullock or a ram or a lamb. They could be a meat offering, which was not flesh, but rather it was meal, like cornmeal or whatever, and it was offered in a variety of ways. It could be bacon or it could be fried in a pan. But these were the offerings, and they were a burnt sacrifice or a sacrifice that was roasted with fire for the Lord as a sweet savor. And he says, you know, we're not going to do that anymore. We've already had Jesus Christ on the cross. So what I want you to do is I want you to offer spiritual sacrifices. And what I want from you is praise, namely, from your lips, I want to hear the giving of thanks to my name. That's pretty good. Now go back to Leviticus chapter 7. When you go through your Bible and you're looking up a word or a doctrine, you know, one of the things you can do is you can type it into your course, concordance, Leviticus chapter 7, and then you can read where it first shows up. And thanksgiving shows up as a sacrifice, as an offering in Leviticus chapter 7. It's the first mention of the word thank or thanks or thankfulness or thanksgiving, any form of that word. The first one is right here, Leviticus chapter 7. Notice he's been talking in verse 2, right in the middle, about the trespass offering. Before that, he was talking about the sin offering. Then in verse 9, he talks about the meat offering. And then notice in verse 11, this is the law of the sacrifice of the peace offerings. So we're talking about the offerings, right? Verse 12, within peace offerings, if he offer it for a thanksgiving, that's the first time that you see the word, some form of the word thanks in the Bible. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer it with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, unleavened cakes mingled with oil and unleavened wafers anointed with oil and cakes mingled with oil and fine flour and fried. And this is for Aaron. This is for the priest. This is their offering. It's called a peace offering. It is an offering for a thanksgiving. And he tells him how to do it. He tells him, you know, what to include with it, these cakes and wafers and so forth. But isn't it interesting that when we read in the New Testament about our offerings as a priest, we are told to offer thanksgiving, and when you go back to the Old Testament, that's what the priests were doing, is they were offering thanksgiving in a peace offering. All right? Pretty interesting. Now go to Psalm 35. This is your fourth text in this. And notice what David said when it came to giving God thanks and praise. In Psalm 35, verse 18, David said, I will give thee thanks, where? In the great congregation. I will praise thee among what? Much people. Well, tonight, our entire congregation is not here, but a lot of our Wednesday night congregation is here tonight. That's good. And David said, when I offer thanksgiving, when I give thanks to you, Lord, I'm going to do it in the great congregation. When I praise you, I'm going to praise you among much people. So tonight, you know, generally speaking, when this part of the service comes, I'm the pastor, and if I'm doing the preaching, if I'm not gone, then, you know, you'll say a few things to praise God, and then I'll do the preaching. Well, tonight, this Thanksgiving, right? You're a priest, right? And you're to offer thanksgiving to the Lord, like the priest did, in the great congregation among much people, you can praise Him. So what I want to do right now is I want to just pause. I'm going to pause for a couple of minutes and give you time, because I know you have a piece of paper, you write your prayer request down and so forth, to think of one thing, one really good thing tonight that you are thankful for, that you want to praise God for in the midst of the congregation. And then after you've had time to think about that, so you're not like listening to everybody else and going, oh, well, he already said that, I need to say this. No, what are you thankful for? It may be the same thing somebody else is thankful for, but what tonight has God put on your heart for which you're thankful that you want to let other people in the congregation know about? Really, what you want to do is you want to let God know about in the midst of the congregation. Now, I'll give you a couple minutes to think about it. Well, that's why he says we want to do this in the congregation. God, you know, we really have a wonderful, loving, holy, marvelous God. Yeah, boy. And hearing what you're thanking him for, just a test of that.